Good morning. We invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have Sunday school this morning at 10 o'clock and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then our Wednesday night Bible study meets at 7 p.m. You can check us out on the internet by going to www.independencebaptist.org. You'll find much information there concerning our church. This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of John, chapter 6, verse 35. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Our subject this morning is, Jesus Christ is the bread of life. In this passage in verse 35, when Jesus states, I am the bread of life, notice the words, I am. It was the words, I am, that God gave to Moses when Moses asked God, who shall I say to the Israelites that has sent me? And God said, Moses, you tell them, I am hath sent you, and they will understand who that is. And so I say unto you this morning, when Jesus says, I am the bread of life, he is saying not just that he feeds us with material things upon this earth, but rather that Jesus Christ is God himself. And he says, I am the bread of life. The discourse that Jesus Christ is giving this morning begins in the book of John, chapter 6. It begins when there's a great multitude of people following Jesus Christ. And Jesus goes up into a mountain in verse 3 of John chapter 6. And there he sits with his disciples and he teaches the people the word of God. And then in verse 5, Jesus, as he sees this great company and a great multitude of people there, he says to Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this Jesus said, not just to feed the people, but rather to prove Philip and to prove himself and to prove who he is. Because Jesus knows who he is, but he needs to prove who he is to everyone else. And Philip answered Jesus Christ and said, well, we have 200 penny worth of bread, and it's not enough to feed all of these people, that every one of them may take a little. And then we find that Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said, well, you know, here's the little boy, and he has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but that's not enough either. And then Jesus said, have everybody sit down. And so all the people sat down, and the number of the men was about 5,000. Then Jesus took the loaves, and he gave thanks, and he distributed to his disciples, and then the disciples gave to those that were set down, and likewise all of the fishes, as much as they would. Verse 12 gives this statement, when they were all filled. That's in the book of John chapter 6 and verse 12. When they were filled. We'll see here that Jesus Christ fed these 5,000 with 200 penny worth of bread, with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. And that was enough to feed 5,000. That's indeed a miracle, is it not? Well, then Jesus said unto his disciples, I want you to gather up all the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. And you know, I'm glad that God is not a waster. He is not. Satan is the one that is the waster. But God never wastes anything. He wants it all gathered up. He wants it all used. Even though God is able to provide all things, he does not want us to waste anything. Isn't that a good thought? Jesus Christ is indeed the bread of life. The Bible states in verse 13 that when they had gathered all things together, they filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Well, this is a marvelous miracle that Jesus Christ did. You know why Jesus Christ fed the 5,000? John chapter 6 and verse 6 makes this statement. And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Jesus Christ didn't feed the 5,000 just on a whim. But Jesus Christ fed the 5,000 that they would understand and know who He is, that He is indeed the bread of life. Not just that Jesus is the one that supplies material things for our livelihood down here upon this earth, but rather that Jesus Christ is the one that gives eternal life. He is the one that is able to supply all of those spiritual needs that we have. Listen, folks, sin is a terrible, terrible thing that has come upon every person that's ever been born on this earth. Sin is a terrible thing indeed, because it brings sickness and disease. It brings lust. And finally, when everything is done, it brings death. But Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." We must eat food in order to survive. Our bodies need food in order to survive. But listen, we all, every one of us, has a soul, and every one of us needs Jesus Christ in order to survive spiritually. A lot of people try to live by reading books about Jesus. Let me tell you, you don't need books about Jesus any more than your physical body needs books about food. Your body needs real food, and your spirit does not need books about Jesus. Your soul needs Jesus. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." Now we find a terrible thing that's going to happen, because these people began to seek Jesus in the wrong way, for the wrong reason, for the wrong purpose. Notice, the Bible said in verse 14 that when these men, when they saw these miracles that Jesus did, they said among themselves that Jesus is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. And then they were going to take Jesus by force and make Him a king. Jesus then told all the multitude to go away. He then sent the disciples away into a ship, and He Himself went into a place of prayer. The disciples at that point were crossing the Sea of Galilee, and of course you remember the story about the wind and how that the disciples were afraid, but Jesus came to them walking upon the water. But after they got on the other side, all of that 5,000 that ate of that food that Christ provided for them the day before, they sought Jesus, but they were seeking Jesus that He might feed them once again. And so they came to Christ, and they said unto Him in John chapter 6 and verse 25, when they found Him on the other side of the sea, they said unto Him, "Rabbi, when came you over here?" In verse 26, Jesus says unto them, now listen, folks, it's wrong to seek Jesus for material gain. Here's what the Bible said. Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek Me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled." It is wrong to seek Jesus for material gain. There's a lot of churches today, and there's a lot of people today that are seeking Jesus only for material gain. They do not see beyond this life. This life will end one of these days. This life will end sooner than we believe it ought to end. Just about the time we think we got it figured out how we can live, then we come to the place of death. But notice, Jesus said, "You do not seek Me because you saw the miracles." In other words, you didn't seek Me because you know that I'm the Son of God, that I'm able to do miracles, but you're seeking Me that I might fill your belly once again. And there are those people that believe, preach, and teach a prosperity gospel, that if you seek God, you'll always be healthy, wealthy, and wise, and that's a lie from hell. I would refer you to many of the people of God who were paupers, but they serve God. If I'm not mistaken, Jesus Christ Himself gives the true story of the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus was a man who was very poor, but he was saved by the grace of God. The rich man was lost. Think of that. You also consider in history, you consider in the Bible, that there were many of God's children that did not have enough. The Bible talks about those people in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and how that the world was not worthy of them. This doctrine that's going around that God will make you healthy, wealthy, and wise if you will just do a few things or give $10 and God will give you $100 back, that's a lie out of hell. It's not true at all. God will provide our needs. Maybe not the way we think He ought to, but God will provide our needs. Notice here in verse 27, Jesus said, "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for Him hath God the Father sealed." Notice, these people were seeking Jesus for food. Jesus said, "Don't seek me because of food. Seek me because of eternal life. Look after me and follow me because I am the Son of God." Jesus Christ said, "I am the bread of life." These people could never understand that there was such a good life to live if they would just do what God told them to do and be obedient unto Him. Jesus continually told these people that He was the Son of God and that He was the spiritual bread that they should eat. But notice in verse 41, the Jews then murmured at Him because He said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." And they said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that He said, 'I came down from heaven'?" And Jesus said, "Don't be murmuring among yourselves. Just understand that I am the Son of God. I am God incarnate in the flesh. I am God that is come unto you." Jesus said in verse 47, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life." Now listen, Jesus said this, "Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Jesus Christ is telling them, if you seek after just food upon this earth, if you seek only after housing, if you seek only after the good things this life has, you're going to die and leave it all behind. But if you seek Jesus, the real bread, the spiritual bread of life, you'll never ever leave it behind. Why? Because I give unto you eternal life. I do not give temporary life. I do not give life simply for a little while, but I give eternal life, and that eternal life shall never, ever, ever end. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." My final question this morning is this: are you hungry? Jesus did not come to give food unto those that were not hungry. Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. This morning, are you lost? Are you a sinner in the sight of God? Do you have no hope? Listen, Jesus Christ is the bread of life. Jesus Christ is the one that can save you and give you eternal life. My prayer today is that you might see yourself a sinner condemned to an eternal hell, and that you might see Jesus, the one who paid the price that you might have everlasting life. Well, I see that my time has slipped away from me once again this morning. Before we close, we would like to remind you of the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have Sunday school this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our regular preaching service at 11. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock is our midweek Bible study. You can also check us out on the internet by going to independencebaptist.org. We have much information there concerning the things that we believe, preach, and practice at the Independence Baptist Church. If you have any questions or comments concerning the things that I've preached this morning, you can contact me by either writing to Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, or my email address is on our church's website. That's independencebaptist.org. I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of your questions, knowing that God is the one that has all answers. In the meantime, we do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.